Good morning. It is your Monday, the first Monday of the month of November. Hard to believe it. We're headed up to Veterans Day this weekend, and of course, we're closer to Thanksgiving. Every other Monday, we chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, and we've had a chat with our guest this morning before. Dr. Joyce Dobberton is joining us, and we're going to talk about a topic that we've talked about before in the past, Dr. Dobberton, and that is palliative care. Now, I have a hard time always pronouncing that. But I want to head into this, if you don't mind, a little bit differently. First off, good morning. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Can you explain to our listeners exactly what palliative care is, just to help us paint the picture for our chat?
First of all, you are pronouncing that perfectly. So palliative care is a type of doctor who helps you to make your life be as good as possible, even though you have a life-limiting disease. This is not hospice. Hospice is for the last 6 months of your life. Palliative, some of our patients have been with us for 8-9 years because they have a life-limiting disease, and we want to try to optimize their life at this time so that they can have the highest quality of life.
Okay. Well, that definitely explains it, and I think that'll clear up any of the confusion, because I know prior to any of our chats in the past, I've always thought of the hospice end of it, but there's way more to it. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe Dr. Dobberton, it's just because I'm getting more rings under my bark or becoming more seasoned in age. It just seems like there are more and more folks out there that are having to deal with issues like this.
Well, you bring up a really important point, and that is that planning today for tomorrow or for your last chapter in your life is really important and can make things run much more smoothly for both yourself and your family, and more enjoyable. So well, there's lots of different ways that we work with people. First of all, we go to where you are. So we see people inpatient if they're in NVRH. We go to nursing homes. We visit people in their homes, and we also have clinic hours with them. So we have lots of different places that we see people so that we can meet their needs and help them to determine what they want in their life the most. So to really get their goals in their life so that we can make sure that they make choices that coincide with those goals. For some people, it's to live as long as possible. For other people, it's to spend as much time with their grandchildren. You know, there's lots of different ways that people want to live, and we help them reach those goals.
Well, and I'm going to come in here now and say, in our chats in the past, there's some preparation that family can do together with these individuals too, right?
Absolutely. It's important to prepare both mentally, physically, and financially. I'm not going to talk about the financial piece, but seeing a financial planner or seeing someone, a lawyer who specializes in elder care, is quite important for many people. But to mentally prepare for it, most people really don't understand how rare CPR works and what's involved in it. They think, well, if you start doing it, it's going to work. But once they hear about the downside of CPR, how you break ribs, et cetera, then they start saying, huh, I don't know that I want that. But lots of times it's important to think about these things way before you ever come in contact with death knocking at your door, so that you can be more prepared and your family can be more prepared.
Well, if I may just real quick here, end of life is not a decision for the loved ones to decide how it goes. Do I remember that correctly?
Absolutely. It is such a gift if people can make those decisions so that their family knows that they're carrying out what mom, dad, sister, brother wants. If you leave the decision up to your loved ones, then there's guilt involved. There's all sorts of problems. And they can't be with you during that time as completely if they're busy making decisions and trying to figure out what you would want. So definitely doing this ahead of time, and you can always change your mind, but doing this ahead of time is a gift to your family.
Well, because we can be making selfish decisions. We don't want mom or dad to be gone yet, and that may not be what mom or dad want.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. This is our 10th year working in the NVRH area. And now, initially, we saw maybe 100 people a year. Now we're seeing about 1,500 people a year. So it's really expanded. And you can see the influence when people come into the hospital. They might be sick and want care, but they don't want heroic care. That doesn't mean that they don't get lots of care and that they can't make decisions. It just means that they might choose not to go to Dartmouth to have things done because they would rather spend more time with their family, those kinds of things. Well, so it's really quite interesting to see the evolution of the Northeast Kingdom as far as end-of-life decisions.
Folks, with us again is Dr. Joyce Dobberton from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. In November is Palliative Care and Hospice Month, and we're talking about palliative care. I think one thing you touched on, and we're getting close to having to wrap things up here, Dr. Dobberton, it seems like a lot of folks would rather experience this at home, and the fact that you at NVRH and the crew are more than willing and more than happy to be there for them at home, I think that speaks volumes.
Thank you very much. We all are really committed to what we do, and it is beautiful to see a family come together and help their loved ones at this time.
Dr. Dobberton, we always enjoy our chats with you. It's not the most enjoyable subject, but it is something that we have to prepare for because there's an old saying, nobody gets out of this life alive.
Very true.
If anyone has questions on this or any other matters, can they contact you?
Absolutely. Our palliative care office is 748-7390.
802-748-7390?
Yes.
All right. Well, we hope you make it the best of the week here. I probably won't be chatting with you again prior to Thanksgiving, so we hope you and your husband of more than 40 years have yourselves a very fabulous holiday, okay?
Thank you very much. Bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye.